Computer Talk with Dave Mason, helping real users use real computers in the real world. Really.
I can help you if you won't help yourself.
I want to help you. I'm begging you. Let me help you.
No, I can't help you if you don't.
Kind of a sad song. The reality of the song is pretty rough. But we're not talking about drug abuse, alcoholism, or anything like that. We're talking about just, you know, making your technology work. Of course, it can drive you to drink. And you got to deal with some of this technology. But we're talking about Backblaze's reports the last couple of months about their hard drive reliability. It's kind of an interesting thing because they have a really impressive statistical sample. I mean, we're talking about 28,000 drives in service 24 hours a day, about 80 petabytes of data, which is 80,000 terabytes. Okay, significant experience, nice big statistical sample.
I didn't realize PETA was involved in all this.
Yeah, nothing but vegetables, my friend, and vinyl, no leather, nothing. So and polyester. But December 2013, Backblaze did a report. We talked about the time frame of analysis of the report of the rate of failure over time in 4 years. The middle year and a half was kind of the sweet spot for disk drive reliability. Prior to that, you were liable to have a failure at about 5% and almost 12% after that. Now, another aspect of this report was brands, and this is, to me, the money part of this report. I want to know what to buy. I want to know what to avoid, more importantly. Now, I have my own experiences. And you know, I've been reticent. We've talked about it a little bit. I mean, I've tried to be really fair about it and say, look, according to my experience, which is much more than average, but still relatively small, certainly not 28,000 drives. You know, these are my experiences. These are the drives to stay away from. But here we've got an opportunity with Backblaze's report to really look at statistical analysis of various manufacturers. Now, they don't buy all the different drive manufacturers' drives. They basically have 28,000 drives broken down in this way. 12,765 Seagates, 12,956 Hitachis, and 2,838 Western Digitals. So, much fewer Western Digitals than Seagates and Hitachis. And it's very interesting because the failure rate is outrageous with Seagate drives, nearly 14%, which is four times the next worst, which is Western Digital. Which Western Digital's is two or three times greater failure rate than Hitachi. Hitachi's worst failure rate is a 4 terabyte drive that Backblaze uses, less than 2%. That's the worst failure rate, versus 14% for Seagate's worst drive, which is a 1.5 terabyte. Now, the good news is that things do seem to be improving slightly. You know, I recommended with people, and this has been a few years ago now, I'm talking probably 08, 09, 2010. If you didn't really need to buy a 1 or 2 terabyte drive and you could get away with not buying those, you might be better off. The 500 gig, 750 gig seem to be more reliable. Good news is it seems that the more reliable drives among all three different manufacturers is better with the larger drives. In fact, Seagate's is failure rate for their 4 terabyte drive in Backblaze installations is a fifth of the failure rate of Seagate's 1.5 terabyte. So that's good news. Good news for you and good news for Seagate. So I got to tell you, I still do not buy Seagate drives. I do not buy Western Digital drives. What I buy, actually, for the most, and there are exceptions. I mean, what I don't do is if there's just a drive that, because of the format, because of the size, because of the price, is a compelling drive to buy, I do it. If it's a Western Digital, I buy it. However, given the choice, I buy the small 2.5-inch Toshibas, Fujitsus, Hitachis. The Japanese drives seem to be better drives. Now, the reality is, none of the drives are Japanese drives or American drives. They're all Singaporean and Chinese and Taiwanese in terms of where they're manufactured. But in terms of the ownership of the companies themselves, Hitachi, Fujitsu, Toshiba, all Japanese companies, all superior drives. Those are my choices. And it's interesting to see. Now, they don't buy Fujitsu and Toshiba drives, so they don't have failure rates for those because they don't use them. But in my experience, they're very good drives and far superior to Seagate's and Western Digital's drives. So, you know, it's interesting, and it's fun to see that I'm right in their experience, that their experience with 28,000 drives is the same as my experience with, you know, several hundred drives. Yeah, Hitachi. But no Toshiba, no Fujitsu. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Another manufacturer, we're talking about cell phone manufacturers, BlackBerry doing so badly. Another manufacturer not doing well is Sony, but they've got a neat new compact mobile phone, the Xperia Z1. And what's neat about this is everybody's going to bigger phones. I mean, except for the Google Motorola X, all of them are bigger. Every new phone is bigger than the prior one, whether it's Samsung, LG, whatever the manufacturer, that was the case. And the Motorola X, a little smaller phone, very good specifications, very good features and performance, one of my favorites. And Sony's kind of going along the same lines. They've got an Xperia Z1 now, but it's not the compact. This compact, very powerful Android smartphone, smaller than much of the other phones, although a little thicker. I mean, one of the problems that happens is when you have a smaller phone, you have a smaller battery. And one of the things that Sony did is they made the phone smaller, but it's a little thicker than some of the smaller ones. And I think primarily the reason that is to gain some battery capability. And that was one of the things with the Motorola X that they did is they used some very interesting battery layering technology to maximize the size of the battery in the curved form. I mean, it's not actually a curved phone. The screen isn't curved, but the back is curved dramatically, tapered dramatically in the Motorola X. And they were very concerned about having a big enough battery, and so they used some really advanced layering technology to pack in the biggest battery they could, and they did, and it was to good result. Battery life's good. Similar thing with the Xperia Compact, except that it's not a tapered phone. It's a pretty thick kind of block phone, and I think that was primarily the design decision was made. We need battery life, so we're going to make it a little bit thicker, even though the overall size is smaller. Very promising. If you're looking for a little smaller phone and not something quite so big as some of these latest, 4- and 5-inch phones, check out the Sony. It's got some promise. I think it's available on most of the big carriers, AT&T certainly. Although Sony, you know what? I'll tell you, electronics, when it comes to electronics, Sony is not what they used to be. Although this is a good phone. 866-821-8255 is the number. We come back, we'll have last half hour of the show. You can join us here live on the phones at 866-821-8255 right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.